as an adult trying to pursue purity, just struggling with masturbation and pornography, even being introduced to it at a really young age and not really understanding why I'm feeling this way, but not knowing how to communicate that. So I just reached out like, I need help and I need someone that just will listen to me and that has an answer.
We have been so looking forward to this current series. For the next 5 weeks, friends, we're going to listen to stories of men and women who have encountered Jesus through the ministry of regeneration. We are moving towards Thanksgiving, and we are incredibly grateful for what and how Jesus does what he does in people's lives. And we are grateful for those of you who support regeneration in prayer and financially. So however you listen to podcasts, whether it's lacing up your shoes for a run or pulling up a cup of coffee and listening, we hope you enjoy.
Hello, my name is Bob Reagan, and I'm the Director of Regeneration Ministries here in the Northern Virginia, D.C. metro area. And today, we're going to have a conversation with Alyssa.
Hello!
So we just welcome you, Alyssa, and to get started, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you found out about regeneration and what brought you to regeneration?
Cool. Well, my name is Alyssa. And about 2 years ago, I was introduced to regeneration. By way of a friend, I went to a fundraiser and I had heard all the stories about freedom and people understanding their identity. And I just yearned for that. I sat there and I just was in a pool of tears, like, I want this. I want to do this. And I was still in school at the time. I was still pursuing my undergraduate degree. And about 6 months later, the Lord brought to my remembrance, like, okay, it's something around there. And I just made a call. Like, I need help. Please be there. And I've received nothing but support from this ministry. So, yeah.
What specific help were you looking for?
So all through my life, I feel like I've struggled with masturbation, sexual assault, childhood molestation. And I was just yearning to understand why the Lord would, allow some of those things to happen to me.
Yeah, yeah.
And at the time, I didn't realize I was very angry with God. Mm. So when I did pursue, meeting with a counselor, I was just in a place of just desperation, like, Lord, I need your help and I can't do it myself. I need someone that I can confide in that has an answer for me in the word. So I just made a call, like, I need help. At this point, I had been, although abstinent, I was still struggling with masturbation, and I just kept seeing sexual sin reemerge in different ways in my life. As a teenager, promiscuity. As an adult, trying to pursue purity, just struggling with masturbation and pornography. Even being introduced to it at a really young age and not really understanding why I'm feeling this way, but not knowing how to communicate that. So I just reached out, like, I need help, and I need someone that just will listen to me and that has an answer. Mm. So, yeah.
How is it impacting your relationships?
I began objectifying men in ways that destroyed friendships and relationships. Mm. I couldn't see them for anything more than what they could offer me. I began isolating unknowingly, even though I love to be around people and I love having friends. I often felt very alone and broken and sad and depressed. And
yes,
that really took a toll, because I would often require more from these friends to fill the void in my heart.
Yes.
And they couldn't fulfill it. I would get upset that they couldn't hang with me one night, and I would just cut people off just at a whim. And I realized it was just devastating in areas of my life. I couldn't go throughout a day without sometimes thinking about having sex or watching pornography. I'm always masturbating. I never feel satisfied. I'm never satisfied in my relationships. And I just was so sad. It was like a inner sadness that was just never satisfied.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, yeah.
So what was it like to call the office for the first time and to reach out?
Oh, my goodness. At first, I was like, I need to create a fake name. I'm Jane Doe. I just remember calling, and that morning, because I was unemployed at the time. I
yes.
was college student, broke college student, and I was looking for work here in the D.C. area and wasn't finding it. So a lot of time, I was just home struggling and masturbating and getting into things I didn't want to be in. I just had nothing to fill my time. So when I called, I just had a really soft voice and I was like, hi, I need help. Literally as simply as I could put, and the counselor answered the phone. Miss Kyle answered the phone and she was like, first, I'm so glad that you called. I'm glad that you found the strength to reach out. And we are here for you. And what can we do to support you? So at the time, I also didn't have a car. So it was no way I can get to Virginia or Baltimore because I live in the sticks. So, she was like, let's meet on Skype. And it was phenomenal how much I just was able to be vulnerable with her and to grow with her on a computer screen at first.
Yes.
And then the Lord blessed me with a car so I can go, you know, and meet with her every other week. Like, hi, Miss Kyle. And it's been a process to just learn vulnerability in a way that is not sexual, but it just allows my heart to be open. And that's something I've never really known. I've only known the sexualized version of, you know, opening yourself up to get something, not opening your heart to give and to allow someone to just mourn with you and to sit with you. So that's been a blessing to me, a huge blessing.
So so what helped you there to enter into that vulnerability that was a healthy vulnerability? What was that like for you to
experience that? Ms. Kyle was very patient. And she was an awesome listener. There were times where it felt like she was pulling answers from me. And then there were times where she allowed me to vent because I think she perceived that I was very angry and very hurt. And I needed someone to pour that out on. And I love that the Lord has placed you all in areas just to listen to people, just to hold people. And that taught me how to trust her, to trust another person with my heart in a healthy way with boundaries, to trust that, you know, she doesn't want anything from me. She's not requiring anything from me, but just to come and bring my whole self. And that was built through some time. Her asking some difficult questions and me giving some difficult answers, but never once feeling like I was condemned, but always meeting me with the word of God to say that you're loved. That God is not scared of the fact that you're telling the truth. Often, I felt like when I told the truth, I'm offending God or he's mad at me or, you know, I would often feel ostracized in even social circles when I would say, guys, you know, someone would ask how I'm feeling and I'm like, I just want to have sex. And they're like, ew, like kind of like you're an alien. But I'm like, no, I'm being real. But for the first time, I felt like I could be met with, you know, understanding. And that was a blessing. That was something I had never experienced before. So
it felt good to be able to be with someone to vent like that.
Yeah.
And you'd never done that before with someone, huh?
Never. I had never felt like I could be heard and that they could still lead me to God. I just always felt like God was so angry at me for feeling these ways. I'm a preacher's daughter too. So, you know, often we don't have a voice. It's like sit and be pretty and look good because you are a reflection of the pastor, who's probably your dad and your mom's deacon and, which is a reflection of the church. And if you break that face, then people will look at you like you're not holy or you're not a Christian. But I've really learned that as Christians, we are flawed and we are broken.
So what was the challenge? How did that feel to be able to be in a place now where you didn't have to have what I call the Christian four-letter F word? I'm fine.
I'm good.
And to take off that, what was that like to take off that mask and suddenly to let that come up and out of you?
I had to really learn, and it took, we just got here. Ms. Kyle and I have just kind of gotten to this place where, Alyssa, how are you feeling? It's not fine. It's not, I'm good. I feel really sad today. I've never felt the freedom of just coming in contact with my emotions in a healthy way.
Yeah.
I'm so used to stuffing them. Like, so if you're sad, get some wine. If you are feeling like, you know, a desire to be held, you need to go and have sex. And if there's no one there, then you need to masturbate. I'm not even used to just coming in contact with an emotion and addressing it. But I have never felt so free and open, and feeling like giving God the truth of my heart is okay, and that He hears that. It's yes. not like I'm just randomly talking, but in my prayers, He hears the truth of my heart because He knows me. And that was a process for me, but it was something I had to grow into.
So part of this, it sounds like what you're saying is that what helped you is to be able to realize, oh, there are emotions here, but then to realize what the emotions actually were.
Yeah. Identifying the emotion, like getting to the root of it,
yes.
is important so that you know why you react in the certain way that you are. I didn't realize my triggers when I'm hungry, when I'm tired, when mm-hmm. I'm stressed, hormones, because they're real, you know? Yeah. A certain time of the month, it's like your hormones are raging and you naturally are desiring to be with a man because your body is trying to say it's time to make babies.
Yeah.
But coming in contact with that is like learning that it's okay to feel these things, but it's also all right to give them to the Lord.
Absolutely.
And knowing that He can carry them too, but getting to the root of them, because it's not always the simplified answer of I'm angry or I'm sad. Sometimes it's, I really wanted a hug today.
Sure,
and
sure.
I didn't know how to say that. No one's even touched me in a healthy way, and I don't know how to put that into words, or I feel depressed and I feel like I can't escape that sadness. It's really putting a word to it and being honest mm-hmm. about it.
So Lissa, what is helping you to stay present to all this kind of, it sounds like the pain's coming up, these emotions are coming up. So what's helping you to stay present and not to go off into false intimacy, but to stay present with God with true intimacy?
Yeah. Community is really keeping me accountable to that.
How so?
I am used to isolating and running off into just being with myself and, you know, trusting my own vices. But I have people that every so often, even if we don't talk every day because we all have jobs, we're all running around, they'll check in. Like, Alyssa, how's your heart? How are you feeling?
Yes.
What's going on in your mind? Can I offer you this encouragement? Can I offer you this scripture? That is keeping me definitely in God's face, even when sometimes I'm not strong enough to, times where I feel like in my thoughts and in my heart, I'm falling away from the Lord. And they're like, you're not. Let's like push you right back close to Him. Mm-hmm. I feel that strength in community. So I often just lean on them, even if it can't be every day. It's no, I need to be held accountable. I cannot do this myself. I often write my prayers to the Lord. Sometimes
Wonderful.
When I can't say what I need to say to Him, sometimes I just write. Sometimes I recognize that my expression of emotion are prayers to Him too.
Amen.
When I don't have the words to say, sometimes I just cry and I
Amen.
Weep. But that is the Lord healing my heart.
Because He knows your heart.
Yeah. It's like sometimes we're so numb that we don't even emote an emotion anymore. We're just like functioning on impulse. But the fact that the Lord has allowed me to mourn is Him really bringing me to healing. And sometimes that is me being intimate with the Lord, just trusting Him with, I just need to give this to you.
Yeah, knowing that you can grieve with Him, that it's okay.
Yeah.
You don't have to be perfect, but you can just grieve with Him.
I'm fine, yeah.
You know, I see the fruit of these addictive behaviors where in one way with masturbation and all, it isolates us from community.
Yeah.
But then with the sexual brokenness, we go into community going after the false intimacy.
Yes.
But now you're learning, it seems to me, is that you're learning, okay, here's healthy community, and this is... Isn't that what we truly need to be able to break free?
Yeah, definitely having friendships with men to just say that we're friends and I'm your sister in Christ.
Amen.
And let me hold you up. Not I want to be your boyfriend. Oh, I think you're my husband. I mean, I'm your husband. Having sisters in Christ that'll check, you know, even the things that I say, because out of your heart, you know, your mouth speaks. that'll check the things that I've said, like, Alyssa, are you all right? Like, can hear the indicators and the triggers in my voice, like, everything's not all right. Like, I need that accountability to make sure that I'm linked to people that love the Lord and that are pursuing Him, because I don't have it all. But I definitely am always like, I need help, guys. Like, I'm raising my hand, like, I need it.
So what was that like for you to create a community that was for accountability? What was the challenge in developing that?
I had to set a goal, because my default is to just, I'm busy, I'm tired, and to use that as a reason for not plugging in.
Yeah.
But I had to set a goal one day a week. Alyssa, you're going to get out of this house. You're going to get away from work, and you're going to like plug into a small group, some new people. Even if you're going into Starbucks to say hello, that is you saying that your heart is open and available for people to come in contact with you. I've been a part of a small group called Dinner and Soul, and that was a place where I had to intentionally say, no matter how I feel, I'm going to plug into this community of people. It's a small group, but it's a group of accountability that has really loved on me and that has really led me in the Word. So just setting a goal, a standard to say, Alyssa, no excuses today. And like, the Lord has held me accountable to that as well, to bring to my remembrance, hey, didn't you say you wanted to do that? Didn't you say you wanted friends? Didn't you say that you wanted brothers and sisters in Christ?
Wow.
So, yeah.
He's providing for that for you.
Yeah. So it's been awesome.
Well, I was just saying that, you know, what I hear in you too is that, yes, you go to these individuals and they are helping you, but yet you are also being a gift to them, are you not?
Amen. Amen. I believe so.
Yeah.
I try to be honest and say, I'm the voice of the singles that are struggling with, you know, wanting to be intimate, but waiting and honoring the Lord and trying to honor the Lord in that, to say that I'm struggling today.
Yes, that, to be real.
That it's a rainy day and there are couples somewhere in someone's house cuddling, and that I'm, you know, having a tub of ice cream and watching Netflix, or I'm just really trying to honor God, not just in my deeds and what I'm not doing, but in my heart, because I've abstained and still been lusting in my heart. I'll see a guy and be like, oh, he looks good. But wanting to honor God there too. So, yeah.
And how do you honor God in that place?
To be honest with Him and to submit to Him.
Yeah.
That I can't control my thoughts, God. I can't control sometimes the things that enter my mind. But God, would you give me boundaries?
Amen.
Would you fill my heart with your word so that I can meditate on that?
Mm-hmm.
Would you let me know that you're near so I don't ever feel alone? I don't ever feel like at any moment I have to take the reins on my life, but you have it and you're taking care of me. And when He really reminds me of His word, sometimes I just sit like, I am astounded by the fact that you really love me.
Isn't that the truth?
Like, you really, like, you created trees and stuff and you thought, hey, I want one of you here in the earth.
Amen.
And that's amazing to me that He loves me and that He chose me. Like, I could be anywhere, but He's like, no, I'm going to keep pursuing you. I love you.
Yeah.
I want you to know me. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, as we're drawing close to a close here, is there a particular scripture that speaks to your soul where you are?
I can't think of the specific address, but it says, because your love is better than life, I will praise you. I believe that's in Psalms.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have my response to Him is just gratitude.
Yes.
Your love is better than the life that I'm living. Every desire that I have, everything that I aspire to do, your love literally just overwhelms that for me. And I can't do anything but just praise your name in everything that I do and everything that I say. Like, Lord, let my life be a testament to the love that you have for me. Let me not keep it to myself. Let me not, put extra requirements on your love that, you know, you haven't set, but let me just give what you've given to me.
Yeah.
And it's a precious gift. It is such a precious gift.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your vulnerability and honesty. Because that vulnerability speaks to people where they are. And we need stories like yours. We need stories of people being real with us, because it makes the reality of who God is, his true character, his true nature, relating to us in our own brokenness, that he's always there for us.
Amen.
And so I just want to close us in prayer, especially for those who may be listening right now and are experiencing that level of brokenness, that looks at what they're doing, their behaviors or their actions, and they're thinking, no, I've got to clean myself up before I come to God. I've got to put on that mask of perfection. I've got to portray this image. I've got it all together. I just want to say that, you know what? The Lord is waiting for you. You don't have to clean yourself up. He comes and meets you where you are, and he pursues you. And so, Lord Jesus, I just ask right now for those who are listening, that Holy Spirit, would you make the love of the Father and of Jesus real to them right now? That Jesus, you are our beloved, and you are committed to us, and you pursue us. And you pursue us not for what we can do for you. You pursue us just because you love us. That you created us because you want us to experience the intimacy that you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, have in the Trinity. That same intimacy, that same love that's being given and received and returned back. Because of you, Jesus, we can enter into that holy dance of the Trinity. Because you want to surround us. You want us to know the real of you. So I just pray for those who are listening, Holy Spirit, that they may just get that glimmer of hope that there is a way for me, that there is a way for me, that I can come to you, Lord, just the way that I am. So I just thank you for Alyssa's story. I thank you, Lord God, the way you are meeting her and meeting many, that you do provide the way. You provide the resources. You provide the path, because, Jesus, you are that path. So keep leading us on that path, Lord Jesus. So, Lord, I just ask now that you would draw close to you those who are listening, to know that they have a place to go where they can be heard, they can be seen, and they can be welcomed. And so, Father God, we just lift these prayers to you, praying in your name, beloved Lord Jesus, and through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for listening today. We hope that you were encouraged by what you heard. And listen, a couple things. First of all, if we can help you in some way similar to that which you heard today, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. We'd be happy to walk alongside you. Secondly, if you are a donor to Regeneration, I hope that as you listen, you recognize that you've made this possible through your financial support. As we move towards the end of the year, your giving is vitally needed. Help us make more of these stories possible by sending a generous contribution today. You can donate on our website, regenerationministries.org/donate. And again, thank you so much for listening, and thanks for your support.